Dear Colgate, I love that you love that I love being at home. You even let me whiten my teeth from home. Because you know how I feel about getting up from my cloud couch. The Colgate Optic White LED Kit gives professional level results in just 10 minutes a day for 10 days when used as directed. And that's why, Colgate, I want you to meet my parents. Because ever since meeting you, I've been living life to the brightest. Colgate Optic White. Find it at all major retailers.
Generally, when I say somebody's bringing me drugs, it's like a friend has a couple. I'm out of my prescription. And a friend has a couple of Cymbalta to get me through the weekend.
I mean, I'm not going doing anything crazy. I'm not going to be heroin in the woods. I promise.
Sure. Hey, listen, I've been camping. It's all robo tripping. All NyQuil. All the time.
I've never been a camping guy, and I think quarantine made me like a weird, now I like fantasize about camping, which I've never done, really. Just, I'm looking at like trucks with, I'm looking at like truck camping videos on YouTube. Losing my mind. I don't have a truck.
Okay, listen, I just went camping. I went camping at Lake Navajo in New Mexico, the New Mexico-Colorado border. It was pretty cool. It was pretty windy and pretty hot, but camping is great. But it's bad and it's hot and it's like, it's itchy and you're sleeping on the ground. Like glamping, as embarrassing as it is, that's for me. Keep me off the ground in the bed. I slept one night in the bed of my friend's truck and I was like, this is for me. This is what I need.
See, this is why I'm going camping by myself, because I understand that most people are not into this shit and it's like completely fine. And I would literally rather go alone than go with someone who is pretending to have a good time and is miserable. So like, I'm literally just going and I'm going to go on like a 10 mile hike every day. Something I would never put another person through.
Like, that's awesome.
I'm pretty
sounds
pumped.
Like a great time.
That's my fantasy, is to go by myself. That's what I want to do. But I'm convinced I would die. That's the other part of it.
My girlfriend and I had a very, I'm really proud of us. We had a very adult talk before I went camping, because she was supposed to go, where she was like, I said to her, I was like, I want you to go, but I don't want the you who doesn't want to be there to go. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
And she was like, okay, well, that's the me you'd be getting. So I'm going to choose to stay here. And we were both like, this was such a good idea.
Yeah, exactly. I feel like that is 100% fine. Like, don't be a good sport if you know it's not for you.
Completely.
Like,
stop being a good sport. Don't be for a the good love sport. Of God.
Just check out. It's okay. Everyone will be happy with that decision. It'll be fine.
I have often described my family as being maddeningly accommodating. And that is, I wish they would sometimes just quit putting up with it.
Yeah.
You know, you don't have to like gazpacho. It's weird. It's cold soup. Stop
three
pretending. Stop choking it down.
Geordie made it.
Geordie made it. Everyone pretend you love it. He's
Jordan's mom is Jordan's mom is British. If that's for our diehards.
He's addicted to Cymbalta. ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Fight Island, the podcast about fictional fights in the very real island where they take place. My name is Jordan Dahl.
I'm Sam Wiles.
And joining us today, back on the pod, friend of the pod, Kath Barbadoro's here. Hello.
Hi, guys. Thank you so much for having me.
Thank you for coming.
I'm so happy to be here, because the last time I did this podcast was like 3 weeks into the COVID pandemic. But it's nice to check in and be like, hey, we're all kind of out the other side of this now. Like, all right, things are
all
right.
For now. the eye of the storm.
I'm sure if we went back and listened, it'd be we'd have a lot of feelings about it. Because I think we were like, it's so weird to be inside for 3 weeks. Like,
yeah.
But boy, if I caught up on everything I was going to do. And like, it's very cheery. And I think if we listened to it, we'd be very sad. It's like all the podcasts they recorded the week of like November 5th, 2016 or whatever.
Yeah.
Where you're
whoa,
this is it. Even like the most non-political podcast, you're like, this is insane. Their optimism. Boy, like,
there was a couple of them. I can't remember if it was Doughboys. Shout out Doughboys. I think they called the election. I think they Dewey beats Truman.
Yeah, oh, I think they did. Yeah. Yeah.
That situation. Yeah. But yeah.
I was supposed to do a show that night. And I can't remember what happened, but I canceled. I couldn't do the show.
Yeah.
And apparently, and it was like a pretty big show. It was like at the comedy club. It wasn't just like in a bar or whatever.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And apparently, all the comedians just got so hammered that like no one could really do their set.
Yeah.
And it was in Texas, and apparently the crowd was like relatively split. Like not everyone was sad, so it was just a very weird vibe. Like,
so they were getting Texas hammered.
Weird. Yeah,
I was bartending that night, and that bar was also closing that I was working at, and I just went at like midnight, went in the lock in, and like drank out of a bottle of liquor, and like got very sad, and like. There was bar was closing. Like we were done anyways. It was like
the guy from The Shining.
Yeah. Yeah.
Jack Torrance. I got there. Anyway,
it worked out. He turned out to be really cool.
Yeah, it's fine.
What we've been discussing thus far. We have a very
specific
a very specific category in mind here. Sam, why don't you describe today's category of fighters?
It is my
ally. I suppose I should describe the rules first.
Yeah, go for it.
Okay, so for any calf heads just joining us, the way this goes down, we do three rounds, a lightweight, a middleweight, a heavyweight round of who would win in a fight between games. It's video game rules, so old people can fight gay people, men can fight women, dogs can fight babies, whatever needs to happen for a victory to come out the other end. The island craves victory. There must be a winner. That's it as far as rules go.
And so for our category today, it's one of my favorite things to think about, which is dumb guy whisperers. Who do dumb guys listen to? Because I think that's fascinating.
Now, my first instinct is, when you said it, I was like, I don't know what that is. And then my second instinct was, oh God, am I one? It's kind of a look to your left, look to your right.
I mean, it is like it's a position of great power in our world.
Truly. And, a manipulator, a master manipulator.
And I think people use it both positively and negatively, but truly. It is.
Yeah.
If you have the ear of the stupid, you have a lot of influence.
So many ears.
And dumb guy is what I think we're talking about. It's like different than like dumb women. Like, do you know what I mean? Like,
it is different.
Like,
yeah.
Like dumb guy is like a different category of thing, because like it has like more I feel like it has like common motivations of like,
it's more aggressive. It's more truck nuts.
It's more truck nuts. And it almost feels like, it's more obvious. You know what I mean? Like it's less like, I guess what's like a good, like gender swapped example. It's not like
I'm thinking
selling products, selling tummy tea or something like dumb lady whisperer stuff.
I'm thinking of dumb lady whisperer extraordinaire Gwyneth Paltrow.
Sure. Yeah.
Yeah. Goop. Yeah. That kind of thing. Goop. It's like, it's got like a level of complexity to it where it's like, no, like Pickle Rick is a dumb guy whisperer. Like it's not.
Yeah, Pickle I know what Rick. You mean. It's like,
and the people who wield him.
It's a lot less like concerned with self-presentation, dumb guy.
Yeah.
Stuff. Like dumb lady stuff is a lot more about how you appear to the world. And dumb guys could not be less concerned with that. They never think about that in their lives. Because
dumb guy whisperers,
they're men and they just walk through the world so confidently. Yeah, it's a different thing.
And dumb guy whisperers almost play into that. It's like, yes. Dumb guy whisperers say the word haters a lot. Like, that's like, don't, yeah, talk about like getting discouraged and like defying things. Like, that's a big dumb guy whispering tenet, is like, defying your teacher or whatever.
Truthfully.
Like,
and, what, well, and then, like, and then you've got the other pinnacle of dumb guy, the other subspecies of dumb guy, who is very concerned about what the other dumb guys think.
Yes.
Who, like, the type of dumb guy who will have, like, an American flag and a Confederate flag on the same jacket, and you're like, buddy, who won? Pick a side here. You know? Are you a patriot? Are you a rebel? What's happening here? But, okay, give me some examples. What are some, who are some dumb guy whispers? Let's start in the lightweight category. And, lightweight and- ass.
Yeah.
Dumb guy whisper.
And just to reiterate, we're going our weight classes are kind of cultural significance.
Mm-hmm.
So sure. Lightweight for me, we talked about him before we started the pod. The pickup artist, mystery, I think is a good one.
Mm.
Dumb guy whisperer attracts a lot of dumb guys, offers them something that the world is not, which is kind of a path to talk to women or whatever. Mm-hmm. But he's stupid. Look at his little dumb hat.
By the bucketful.
And his influence maybe lasted a year. That's like why he's a lightweight, I think. It's like
truly.
Another one would be like Adam Carolla. He's not he's maybe a middleweight.
I think Mr. E is a little more he's like the quintessential dumb guy whisperer in a way, but the flavor was so strong that we were like, okay,
yeah,
we're done with
it. It was like the one bejeweled Dorito. It was like too much.
Yes.
The bejeweled Dorito.
That's a great example, because I feel like mystery is also like bejeweled. Like when encrusted. He just has so much stuff on him.
Yeah.
If anyone is encrusted with their own personality, this motherfucker has been rolling
It's a great metaphor, because it's also a trap. He's also trapped in there with him.
Mystery.
Truly.
Jordan, do you know who Bill Simmons is? I think that's a good dumb guy whisperer.
Yeah.
Wait, why do I know that name?
He's a sports writer who now he owns the website The Ringer, and he's like a very wealthy podcaster. And he was really fun to read his basketball columns when you're 13.
Listen, and man, then, I know about sports stuff. I can wing it. I can pretend.
It's too specific. It's too.
Come on,
I don't watch any sports, and I know who that is because I know he's the type of person that he's the type of person who people are like, he's actually really smart. And it's like, based on who's telling me this, I know that's not true.
Yes. Yes. And that is a classic dumb guy whisperer thing, is someone pulls you aside and go like, have you gotten into Bill Simmons? He said George Floyd was the Larry Bird of protesters. And you're like, that's wrong on like every level. You picked the only white basketball superstar.
Yeah. That's
pretty good.
That actually brings up a really good one for me that I just thought of when you said Bill Simmons is Dave Meltzer, the wrestling reviewer, is another example of someone in that milieu where like, so Dave Meltzer is like the wrestling critic. Like he invented pro wrestling criticism.
Okay.
And he is like a better historian of pro wrestling than almost anyone living. Like this, he really does know a lot. And yet he is so unbelievably dumb about like everything else in the entire world.
Oh God, and I'm looking at both of these dudes right now. And
I will send you a picture. There's a famous picture of Dave Meltzer's office. So there's a lot of lore about this guy, but like, I feel like a perfect example of this is he's been a wrestling critic for like almost 40 years. And if you want to get in touch with him, he uses his father's Juno.net email address.
What? Like,
that's so funny. Oh my God.
One of the weirdest people alive, and like dumb guys completely worship the ground he walks on. Like I've been at wrestling shows where he is there, and the nerdiest looking people at that wrestling show get his autograph.
He's the Hunter S. Thompson of wrestling. Okay.
Interesting.
And he's also literally the worst published writer I've ever read in my life. It literally is hard to figure out what he's trying to say.
That rules. That's like, so funny.
Yeah. He's my Bill Simmons, I think.
I'm looking at this picture of Bill Simmons, and he like grew like a little beard thing, and it made it look like he had less of a chin somehow.
The criticism of Bill Simmons, I think, is really accurate, is that he just didn't grow at all. And so it makes him seem
he's a
dumber.
Little boy.
He's like the exact same person he was in 1999. Mm. And that you like shouldn't be that way. It's like you should have had he became very wealthy and like had a bunch of stuff happen to him, and then it made him more who he was then. Like, it's very confusing. Like, he also, my favorite thing is that he compares everything to basketball, no matter how out of range it is. Like, the thing, like, former guest, we know a lot of basketball heads, CJ Toledano, Jamel Johnson, and the thing I will text them sometimes is just anytime a terrible, like, there's like a news event, I'll just be like, that's like LeBron in the Bill Simmons voice. Like, he'll be like, Israel, like, Palestine, that's like LeBron. And you're like, okay, buddy.
Picture of Dave Meltzer's office is horrifying.
It's shocking. It is. Like, I feel like it's such a perfect parallel, because Meltzer does the same thing with wrestling. It's like, he has no, Bill Simmons, Dave, like, they have no frame of reference for anything outside of their one area of expertise.
Yes.
And yet, like, people who also are really into that thing are like, this guy is a genius.
Honestly, it seems like these two guys have to be fighting.
Yeah,
I think
maybe.
They do.
Yeah.
I think this and is for, our life.
For writers, they've not read a book in 15 years. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, right.
Or a book, or the book, or they book, the book they read was like Outliers. And you're like,
all right.
No.
I'm going to lock it in, though I know very little about either of these guys, but I'll be, you know, a guiding hand to this fight. The question before us is, who would win in a fight between Bill Simmons and Dave Meltzer?
All right. Dave Meltzer is big. If we're doing pros and cons, Meltzer looks huge.
The first thing that I noticed that I thought about him was that he had one giant arm, like that character from Lady in the Water. And I was like, what is this, Dave? What is happening? And then I realized that it was just a weird angle.
Man, M. Night Shyamalan is a little bit of a dumb guy whisperer, too, which is
absolutely. Yeah. Yes. Yeah.
Maybe save that for middleweight.
I think, there might have to be a filmmaker's round, because I think there's a couple really good examples in there.
Oh, yeah. My God. Zack Snyder versus M. Night.
Michael Bay. Like, there's a ton of people in there.
Yeah. Shane Black.
Oh, I'm a dumb guy for Shane Black. I love Shane Black.
Absolutely. So do I.
I'm a Shane Black dumb guy. That's fun to find out what kind of dumb guy you are.
Or no, I'm sorry. I don't mean Shane Black. I mean, what's the guy's name? One second. I will find out this guy's name.
I mean, Shane Black is definitely a dumb guy whisperer. He makes movies for dumb guys. Did you see The Predator? The most recent one?
But like, watch Kiss Kiss Bang Bang and how many gay jokes are in it. And you're like, this is from 2006.
Totally. You know what I was thinking? And this is very anti-Irish of me, that I just thought it was Shane Black.
We the welcome guy who the directed slander.
I was thinking the guy who directed Boondock Saints, Troy Duffy.
Yes. Oh, my God.
King of dumb guys.
Yeah,
but
king of
dumb
guys.
We're getting ahead of ourselves, but yeah. Boondock Saints guy, he's up
truly,
there.
Okay, Meltzer, Simmons.
Meltzer, Simmons. You're right. Dave Meltzer, at a blush, big guy, strong guy. He works out, or at least, you know, takes that workout sauce.
Yeah. Yes. I think he has a lot. He has enough connections in the pro wrestling world that there may be some workout sauce involved.
Sure,
I'm not gonna conjecture anything, but
He looks also like he would take it and then forget to exercise. He's a very funny kind of guy.
It's just like lounging muscles get really pronounced.
I knew guys in high school that did that. They were like, "Well, I took steroids for like a week, and then I kept taking them, and then I got too high to go lift." And you're like, "All right, man."
Doesn't that just make you fat? Like, don't
you? Yeah, it gives you like great big tits.
Well, it also hurts your genitals, I've heard. That's true. So, but
turns them into tits.
Yeah, you also get a sweet pair of rocking testicles. I will say this, and I, you know, this is easy for me to say because I don't have a face like an oak tree that came to life, but Dave Meltzer has a face like an oak tree that came to life. I mean, I do, in a sense, you know, a younger, fresher oak tree, but the man has a mug. And I think on Fight Island, that's an intimidation plus two, at least.
Yeah, I think they're just like, they're cut from two very different types of dude, white guy cloth. Like,
yeah.
Bill Simmons has a very sort of delicate look to him.
Yes.
And
he's
Meltzer's
a fancy
got,
lad.
He's a little bit of a fancy lad. And Meltzer's got like a brow ridge. Like
he's got Perlman face.
Yeah, he's kind of got a little bit of Perlman face. And I think just physically you gotta give it to Meltzer. Although I think like as far as cultural impact and who's rooting for whom, he would be an underdog.
Naked in a pit, as we say. I think Meltzer takes this no problem. He does have Perlman face. And brief aside here on Ron Perlman Island. Have you noticed how many cats around the internet look like Ron Perlman?
No, but now I know what I'm going to Google.
Yeah, pop Ron Perlman cat into Google sometime.
Are you thinking of the? You know, are you also thinking of the '90s Beauty and the Beast? And that's kind. And he kind of looks like that.
He kind of is a cat.
If I'm thinking about it, so's the internet, because this is a phenomenon.
Pour
a rosé. Google.
If you Perlman can think, cat. If you can think of it, there's porn of it. Yep. That's the
I've
rule.
Seen, yeah. Okay, I'm seeing the Ron Perlman cats for sure. They're out there. Cats.
Yes.
There's also the Adam Driver cats. Have you seen those?
Yeah.
That's like a whole breed. Like,
totally. With those weird vampire fangs. I don't know if I'm for it. Sorry. Don't send the cats after me. Bill Simmons, honestly, I don't know enough about him to envision how he's going to win this, but it's not looking for my get. Good for my guy, Bill Simmons. Convince me.
I think with Simmons, I mean, he's a very rich guy now.
Yeah.
And he's the kind of person who would hire Dave Meltzer. And he's kind of got a little control over him in that way. And then also, we're talking about directing your dumb guys, your hordes of dumb guys. Mm. And it sounds like Dave Meltzer's hordes are wrestling dorks, which is a kind of guy. Simmons might have the more alpha dumb guy to send at you, which is Boston sports fan.
Interesting.
Possible. That is possible. So, but wrestlers also love Dave Meltzer. So he also has
good counter.
A lot of big boys. But also a lot of wrestlers cannot actually fight. So
they're an exercise.
Some of them
juice.
Can, but like, you know, it's I think just in a matter of a war of attrition, Bill Simmons fans are probably winning because, like, probably a lot of them don't look like they can fight, but, like, they can fight.
Yeah, yes, exactly. I'm imagining a very a big, tough, very well-sculpted bodybuilder getting hit with a bottle, and that hurts no matter how strong they are.
All the wrestlers come to Dave Meltzer's aid and they just instantly tear both quads. And then the Boston guy.
Whoa. Absolutely. Funny dumb guy injury too. My big quad. Just meltdown.
Oh, my big giant quad.
Get their ass kicked by a guy who looks like a malnourished Bill Burr.
These are traps.
That is like a very funny dumb guy physique is having perfect muscles and zero flexibility. It's like they're just like they just like think yoga is gay, so they like don't stretch.
Oh,
it's
I feel bad
good.
For them. Have you seen recently the guy who played The Witcher? He was also
Henry Cavill.
Manhattan. Yes. Henry Cavill has gotten to the point where he like he looks like he has trouble eating spaghetti.
He can't move. Yeah.
And I feel bad for him. I'm like, you're so strong. And it costs
it does
you
look
everything.
Like it hurts to look like that.
Have you guys ever heard of the football player David Boston?
No.
This is just a fun dumb guy thing. He was a wide receiver. He did not need to be huge. And he got huge out of this weird vanity. Mm-hmm. And like his arms got too big to catch a football, which was his job.
Oh,
and
no?
then he refused to get thinner.
That
and
rocks.
Played himself right out of football because they were like, David, you can't catch. Like that's your job,
kids are
man.
Too big.
And then he got even weirder personally and got like different colored contacts and like that looked like a cat and stuff.
Dude.
And like he just got very odd and everyone was like, well, he was very good and now he's on our team technically. Like it's great.
What team?
His name is David Boston and he played for the Arizona Cardinals and he was awesome for like 2 years and then he got too swole. And his arms looked like Scott Steiner.
Funny.
He looked insane.
Yeah. That rules.
Crazy. Guys, I gotta say, after hearing both of your thoughts on these two fighters, if this is indeed a dumb guy whisperer fight, I think this is a clash of the two, you know, kind of armies.
Yeah.
It may start as a fight between Simmons and Meltzer, but you're never going to keep dumb guys in the stands. Give me
a
break.
That's true. That's true.
Yeah.
And I think when it comes right down to it, I got to give this one to Simmons. I think that his fans are bringing, you know, they got some barbed wire in here. Somehow.
Yeah, they have some, like, they've won a few fights, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah. A
couple of batteries all of a sudden hit the the fucking ring.
It's a bunch of guys who've beaten up their brothers or gotten beaten up by their brothers.
Yeah.
I'm locking my vote in for Bill Simmons.
Kath, what do you think?
Yeah, I mean, I think if it's a strictly enforced singles match, it's Meltzer. But if you get into who's helping whom, it's got to be Simmons. Got it. So if that's, I got to say Simmons.
I think it's a sweep for me with Simmons. I think he's in a battle of dumb guy whisperers. I think he's slightly smarter and he is ruthless. He is like an anti-union guy. He's very subtly ruthless. Like, he plays the media really well.
Yeah,
like,
he's going to organize away.
Meltzer doesn't have any of that. Like,
look at Meltzer's office.
He just loves
that is
wrestling.
Enough.
He's kneeling and the papers give me anxiety.
That's
it's like,
the other thing. Meltzer's going to try to do wrestling moves, I think. And I think Simmons at the very least figured out that, like, he doesn't need to try to, like, pile drive anyone.
He's going to try to Irish whip Bill Simmons. He's gonna be like, that doesn't work in real life. You can't do that.
Just stop running. Ding, ding, ding. Bill Simmons and his throng of dumb guys take it. We're going to have to honestly ramp up security for the next fight, the middleweight fight. And I think there probably was security in place, Fight Island security, you know, some fight boys from the local fight clubs. But they probably got into it by the end of it.
They were like,
come on,
Simmons,
get in.
The
they also. Exactly.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special offer.
Okay, so ding, ding, ding. Bill Simmons takes it. Lightweight, dumb guy, whisperers. Middleweight, what are you thinking?
We brought up Corolla, I think Corolla is a good one. I think Corolla's one-time counterpart, Dr. Drew, is a good one. That's a kind of a dumb guy whisperer.
Sure.
And then we get into doctors. Makes me think Dr. Oz.
What about
middles?
I feel like more of a dumb lady whisperer than a dumb guy.
I think you're right. Sure. I think you're right.
Working that particular TV circuit. But I could see a fight. I could see an Oz versus Drew fight.
Down the docks. I like what we said about filmmakers.
Sucks. Oh yeah, the filmmakers one. That's really good.
Yeah, I mean, there's like a lot of people who I think could arguably qualify. Like, I think you could make the argument that Adam Sandler is a dumb guy whisperer.
Truly.
Like,
yeah.
You know?
We love the Sandman. Dumb guys love the Sandman.
Totally. Hey, listen, or like Quentin Tarantino or somebody.
Absolutely.
Like, he's great. Yeah. Dumb guys love him, you know?
Absolutely. And like, Adam Sandler specifically was cranking out such pablum for like so many years that like, when he came along and did that special for Netflix and it ruled, everybody was like kind of mad. We were like... Yeah.
You could have been
doing
this.
What have you been doing?
Yeah.
That's the thing that's like so why I think he qualifies as a dumb guy whisperer, because like he was like, if Uncut Gems doesn't get nominated for an Oscar, I'm going to make the dumbest fucking piece of shit movie. He kind of knows.
Gets it. It's full Sven Jolly shit where he's like, I'll make a terrible movie and make $10 zillion.
Yeah.
Like, and he can. He has the capability. Oh, he's great. Like, and he's so charming. And those like early movies are so fucking funny. But like, that's the thing is like, it's hard because, you know, like, I rewatched Happy Gilmore pretty recently. And like,
oh, it's so good.
That's the thing. It is arguably a movie about a dumb guy for dumb guys.
Sure.
But it's also just has so much universal appeal. Like, everybody likes it. It's not just, you know.
It is the dumbest shit. And in the weirdest way, Adam Sandler is like, he's like a chaotic good dumb guy where it's like the kind of dumb that I'm like, yeah, dude, let me turn it off. Show me what Hubie does at Halloween.
That's the thing, is like, I feel like he could influence people in a very negative way. And yeah. he is a Republican. Like, he would influence people in a bad, but he has chosen to keep all of that separate. And I respect that. Like,
all of those pretty wealthy like the South Park dudes, full on conservative.
Yeah. Yeah, you can still be funny and be conservative, but it's never who anyone thinks. Everyone's like, where's all the conservative comedians? And you're like, Norm MacDonald's very funny.
And
he's a Republican. It's like, yeah, it's just not, you're not talking about who is actually a Republican who's funny. They're always like, is Tucker funny? And you're like, no,
Gutfeld.
Stupid.
Gutfeld.
Yeah. Why isn't Red Eye better?
Gutfeld. My God, remember that? one show, right? And they were like, nope.
I love an Atomoff. I love Corolla versus Sandler. I think would be fun. I'll just throw out a couple more just so we cover our bases.
I have some more suggestions for this podcast as well. Oh, I was just going to say, thinking of Corolla, like, there's a whole world of shock jocks that could easily fit into
that. Yes.
Absolutely. That
my friend Brian from the podcast Street Fight Radio has a series called Shocktober because he got into comedy stuff because of shock jocks and now is like an anarchist and thinks they're all evil, but also
that's
is
so
like,
fun,
but also like kind of still loves it and is like trying to negotiate that. So there's like, I mean, I don't know a lot about this world, but just from being friends with him, there's like, he's obsessed with Man Cow. He's like, Man Cow is the dumbest, least funny, like most awful human being ever.
Man Cow,
like,
in the morning.
Man Cow, like Opie and Anthony.
Opie and Anthony.
Love them. You know?
I mean, he's maybe heavyweight, but you know, friggin' Private Parts, Howard Stern.
Oh yeah,
big Bobby time Bowie. Dumb guy whisperer. I like Howard Stern as he's like kind of in the Sandler category where you're like, he's
Could
not
be worse.
Bad,
yeah.
And his manipulation is like more fun, and it's like up to the like, in it's who, it's like it can influence everyone.
Okay, Sandler versus
Howard Stern.
Howard Stern, do we
Insane
like that?
Clown Posse, good dumb guy whisperers.
Ooh, yes.
I want to see ICP versus Howard Stern. Can we do
that? That's a good one.
And if we want to stay radio, Howard Stern versus Alex Jones.
Oh
my God. Oh, yeah.
These are all really good matchups.
Lock one in, dude. Sam, I leave it to you. These are all very good. That last one particularly feels like creme brulee.
I'm honestly, just to try to get some new blood, we've fought ICP before, and we have a whole Sandler episode.
You're right.
Let's do Alex Jones v. Howard Stern. We've never fought those guys.
I love it. Okay, so the question before us is, who would win in a fight between Howard Stern, Baba Booey, and Alex Jones? Alex Jones, the head reptile.
Alex Jones, he's got blood. It's red. He's aggro.
Yeah.
He's going to freak out.
Here's my thing about Alex Jones, though, that I think would put him at a disadvantage.
Mm-hmm.
He's from Austin, where I used to live, where I started comedy. And I never saw him anywhere, but people would see him around town sometimes. Mm-hmm. And if anybody ever like was remotely confrontational to him, he would just be like, it's a bit. I don't believe any of that. I'm an actor.
Yeah.
Like,
well, and
it's a cop out right away.
Yeah.
If Howard Stern tried to fight him, I feel like he would just be like, I'm an actor. Like, I don't think this stuff. You know
he
what I mean?
He did it.
What does he think an actor is also? Like, that's very funny.
I don't know if he actually says literally I'm an actor, but I hope he does. I hope he just misunderstands what he says.
It's like, was he doing The Prestige? Like, it's a 40-year-long fake out?
Yes! Come on, it's in the tradition of your Andy Kaufman.
That there's a twin Alex Jones missing a foot or something is very fun to think about. Sorry to spoil The Prestige.
I he did that same shit like literally in some like court case where they were like,
his divorce proceedings.
Alex, we're gonna take your kids away. We're gonna take your kids away because of what you think about lizard people. And he fully broke kayfabe. He was just like, no, it's not. None of it's real. My name's Alexander Johnstein. And he like pulled his face off, and there was a beard. It was weird. Pulled the skin off, and there was a beard underneath.
Beard under skin. Weird move.
Oh God.
Beard
Remember
under skin.
When he had a
really
beard?
Gotta be really uncomfortable.
A thing that doesn't exist is now a thing I'm going to reference a lot. That's why podcasting has ruined my brain, is I'm constantly going to be like, you guys know when someone has a beard under their skin?
Pulling it off all fucking Poltergeist.
So Howard Stern is kind of, I mean, it's if it's current Howard Stern, he's kind of waifish. He's like very old. He's kind of Bon Jovi-ing where he's like, he looks like an old mom.
He looks like a fucking...
He's like a flowy shirt on a lot now.
Truly. Yeah.
Okay, so I'm looking up, I'm getting some stats on these guys.
Please, please. He does. He looks like a blend of like all the Ramones and like and like
and the puppet Madam.
Exactly.
Yes. Yes.
My God. Yes.
Oh my God. That was great. That was
a
like
dash of Steven Tyler.
That was a half court shot. That was, you got all of that. That was great.
I'm so mad that we are like getting to the age where you can't just throw out a Madam reference and have people get it. It's so funny.
When you drop it in the right room and everybody gets it, triple word score.
We're all that age where it works.
Okay, good.
And the weirdest thing is we only get it from references too.
Right. Totally. It was like totally not even a thing by the time we were born.
I'm pretty sure I know about it from like The Simpsons or something.
Yeah.
That's how I know about everything old.
Or fucking Animaniacs or something that was still making weird vaudeville references.
Yeah, that's like how I know about Peter Lorre is cartoons.
Yeah.
It's like Bugs Bunny like kept Peter Lorre going for forever.
Truly.
There's a bunch of those. I feel like it's just like all the like old like Hollywood Squares people. It's like, I don't know who they are, but there was an animal in a cartoon that was just them. So I know
it was just old men writing the cartoons being like, this turtle is Paul Lynde. And you're like, all right, that's going to stick with me forever.
Yes. Exactly. Yes. Absolutely. Hey, at the very least, it kept Paul Lynde shelf fables stable for all of these years.
Jordan, that's some fan art we maybe need to ask for is, Paul Lynde turtle. Children's call of the cartoon Paul Lynde.
I'll be hiding in my shell until all of this blows over.
I guess.
Some very good Paul Lynde, guys.
No, wait, sorry. I was doing, oh God. Was that Paul Lynde? No, Paul Lynde's over here.
Yeah. He's he's gay and surprised. That's his thing. Is he's surprised by being gay every 10 seconds.
He goes, all of a sudden. Oh my, God. Anyway, let's to move away from Paul Lynde Island.
Different fight.
Paul Island.
That's a good category for you guys is Hollywood Squares Fight Island. Just
my
all
God.
The-
yeah. Jesus Christ. That's how Kath is a smart podcast guest because she goes, okay, in 40 episodes, I'm coming back with a new thing. We go, well, certainly.
The first person I can think of for that would be Kath Barbadoro. Okay. I mean, you're right. Alex Jones is coming in hot. Alex Jones has the crowd.
He's blustering. Boy. He's saying dumb guy stuff. He's telling people there's nanobots in their blood because they ate Taco Bell or whatever. Mm-hmm. And they're rowdy. And that's a pretty dangerous group of dumb guys.
It is more dangerous than the Howard.
Sold them all those like nootropics and stuff, so they're all hopped up.
Yeah, they all have like grizzly bear brains or whatever.
Yeah, they're all fucked up on alpha brain.
I remember one time I was looking at the Alex Jones website and I was looking at his like little shop because that's like how he makes all his money is he sells all stuff.
Yeah,
he sells a brand of coffee called Wake Up America.
And yes, what
is. I'm like, it's almost worth it.
I don't want to give him money, but I want that desperately.
Yeah. It's really funny.
How can I get it without giving Alex Jones money? I might need to just to have it on the shelf.
It's a really good bit.
Very funny. Yeah.
Oh, that coffee? Oh, this? I'm glad you asked. Let me make you a cup. And then you just put it back in the cupboard and start laying hot ladles of truth on him. Wow. Okay. So maybe he's working the branding into this thing. Maybe he has a hot pot, a freshly brewed truth.
And also
Wake
Howard,
Up America.
Howard Stern is the kind of lib now that like hates Alex Jones the most.
Sure.
Do you know what I mean? Like Howard Stern went from being a controversial guy who maybe would have like kind of entertained the idea that he was an entertainer or something, or would have been like, this is a symptom of a bigger problem. Now Howard Stern is like a he's like a Kamala Harris guy. He's like a Alex Jones makes him mad, and I think that's an advantage. I think he got a little less sympathetic to the Alex Jones type, and that's made he's got a little fury now. He's got.
Do you think Alex Jones loves the Howard Stern show?
Yeah,
I think
that
probably.
Feels right. Right?
Yeah. I think he at least respects him as like an elder in his field.
Yeah,
you know?
Sure.
Also, I'm sorry I live in, we joke on my podcast that I live in the movie In the Heights because there's just literally always, I live on a really busy street and there's always a ton of noise every time I record a podcast. So I apologize for what's going on outside my apartment right now.
I don't think we're getting much of it. Yeah, I think, okay, good. I think we're good.
I can actually confirm that we did pick up a little bit of it. Thanks, gang. Stanny here. Yeah, thanks.
No worries. I live deep beneath the earth, and it's the only reason you can't hear the cars outside.
There's just like a very loud siren going by. Before it was motorcycles, it's a whole thing. Anyway,
our next door neighbors have like 100 little dogs that like always know when I'm podcasting.
They're and they're real, not afraid.
It's crazy
to
how
use
they
them.
Know. Yeah.
I gotta say, I feel like if Alex Jones gets a hold of Howard Stern, it's all over. You know, he's gonna eat him like a 6-foot party hot pocket, you know?
Yeah.
And but the thing is, I think Howard Stern could kind of stop him with his words. Let me ask you something. Alex, have you ever thought about this? Hey, do you like ladies with big bazumbas? Take a look at this. He's got like, you know, I brought a guest with me today. Hey, show him the bazumbas, ladies. But also, knowing now that like Alex Jones is this cunning kind of Larry the Cable Guy figure in his own right, makes him all the more dangerous.
Just to talk to the, again, if we're talking about the hordes angle.
Yeah. Well, I think security's been stepped up.
Okay.
Here.
This is just mano a mano.
I'm not saying it can't happen. I'm just saying they're getting through twice as many Fight Island Fight Club singles.
Okay.
That's not the
okay.
word.
This, yeah, okay. I don't know if this makes sense. This might be a little tortured, but I think Howard Stern is smarter than Alex Jones in like life.
Mm. Sure.
And Alex Jones is maybe more susceptible to Howard Stern's shit than Howard Stern would be susceptible to Alex
That's
Jones.
That's true.
So if Howard Stern is king of all media-ing and being like, that lady's nude or whatever, and then that guy's doing something, and then there's like a weird guy. It's Alex Jones is going to be genuinely distracted because that's the kind of dumb guy he is he's a Howard Stern dumb guy.
God, you're right.
Yeah.
So
it's like a dominance thing. And like Howard Stern is like the more dominant of the two, like has more sway over the other guy, which is weird because like in sort of persona, you maybe wouldn't think that because Howard Stern is a little more chill. There's also, I mean, just physically, Howard Stern is, I just looked it up, he is 20 years older than Alex Jones, which is a disadvantage. He is quite a bit
disadvantage.
Older. But
also, old guy strength.
He's also 6'5". So
reach is a big
towering.
Deal.
Yes.
Tree of a man.
Yeah, so I don't know.
I'm also seeing this as like almost like the more we talk about it, the more it feels like these two, like I'm envisioning it as these two like fucking Omega mutants just fighting with influence over one another. Howard behind a desk, you know, floating there.
Shooting radio beams.
Shooting radio beams. Fucking, oh God. Alex just creating a cloud of nonsense that nobody can penetrate. Lizard men are making the frogs gay.
I'm ready to vote, and it's I'm gonna go Alex Jones. He's stumpier. We're in a pit. I think he's got a little more. I think a thing about it being like kayfabe, he can still, that means he can turn it on and off. I think he can turn on enough fake rage to at least get Howard in a full Nelson. And Howard is very old.
Howard is quite old.
And sadly, I don't want to give it to him, but I think it's Alex Jones wins this fight of Dumb Guy Whisperer for me. That's my vote.
I'm gonna vote that in opposition to that, he's still he's Howard Stern, you know, at the end of the day.
He's the king of all media.
He's Howard Stern. He's the king of all media. And I think he's going to be able to twist Alex's sickness into such a way that he like, he's like, have you ever thought that maybe you have the bugs inside of you, Alex? Maybe you have them right now. Maybe
he interviews him into confusion.
He interviews him into confusion. I'm giving it to Howard Stern.
I think, again, just because I can't, like, I just knowing that Alex Jones is so afraid of conflict with other people that he immediately drops it when confronted in the wild.
Yes.
Makes me want to give it to Howard Stern. I just don't know if he has it in him. I mean, he's got the bluster, but I just feel like in a real, you know, fight situation.
Yeah.
I think Howard Stern can sort of charm him into some kind of trick.
Yeah.
Sure.
And get the win. I think it'll be a cheap win. I don't think Howard Stern's winning clean.
Oh, no.
But I think he's got this one.
It literally may be like, look at those Hooters, and then punches
him. I think that's exactly
like,
what
truly, like truly that easy.
That's what takes it down in the
very
end.
Very Tex Avery.
I think you're right. I think ding, ding, ding. Howard Stern takes it and, you know, just had the greater overall media influence. The power was too great. Mm. Plus that movie, Private Parts. It's hysterical. Alex, boy, poor Alex. He's really fallen. He's really, his tower of lies has crashed around him recently.
he made some decisions that, like, grading on the curve of Alex Jones are relatively admirable, but like have really soured the type of crazy people who like him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, he made the wrong call on QAnon and all those people abandoned him.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
And the key to being a piece of shit, like a famous piece of shit that's powerful nowadays, is never giving in, is just never constantly digging your heels in. That is the that sorcery. Is the go-to move, is to never be contrite at all.
And in the end, it cost him a win here on Fight Island.
Probably the worst thing that's happened to him.
Truly, truly. Alex, unfortunately. The still king of middleweight media. Howard Stern wins that one. Ding, ding, ding. Okay, so heavyweight dumb guy whisperers. I mean, for me, immediately.
Kath cracked her knuckles like she was going to punch somebody.
Really thinking.
I really liked it. I think top number one, man, there are two real contenters for number one dumb guy whisperer in
the
world
right
now.
We'll see if it's the same one that I'm thinking.
Elon Musk.
Okay.
Is a top dumb guy whisperer.
Top tier.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah.
Arguably dumb himself. And certainly dumb in a bunch of crucial ways.
Mm-hmm.
And dumb guys think he's Albert Einstein.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. He's definitely up there.
Joe Rogan.
Of course.
Yeah. That's, I mean, it's got to be those two, right? Like, at least in America.
Elon v. Joe.
Elon v. Joe. And I think Jordan Peterson maybe has a little chase to make. But
I think, I mean,
he's laid up because he
went into a coma.
He's too stupid and only ate red meat for a year.
He only ate red meat and Xanax. And now he's like a zombie.
He got dumb guy whispered by his own daughter.
He did. Yeah. Yep.
She's a better dumb guy whisperer than him. She was like, man, I gotcha.
He's in recuperation. He had to recede to the dumb guy cave.
Going
to the Lazarus
pit.
It
is so funny that if you were like a Jordan Peterson guy where you were like, well, there's two things and it's that gender is a binary and I need to clean my room. And then you lived your life based on that, and you were like, I'm going to look up Jordan Peterson now. And you're like, oh, he's in a literal meat coma because he's too stupid. How disappointing for you.
I feel like there are a few people that are sort of on the rise right now, like in that kind of sphere, I feel like, who are sort of vying to take his place.
Mm-hmm.
But I really feel like there is nobody with the power that Joe Rogan and Elon.
Just for like, fun, no who are your risers, Kath?
Well, I was thinking about this sort of successor to Jordan Peterson the other day because there's this guy on Twitter named Paul Scalise who like the New York Times just wrote an article about him.
Uh-huh.
And he's like I like purposely have not learned anything about him because the people who like him seem annoying to me.
Sure.
But he's like one of those he talks about the Lindy effect all the time. And it's like, that's like his thing is like, this stuff is Lindy. This stuff is not Lindy.
What?
And like what the most the annoying effect? People on the internet just say stuff is Lindy. It's the new like saying stuff is based. Like it's that
okay.
type of stuff.
And what is based?
Based means good. If you're like a person with a Pepe the Frog avatar on Twitter, based means good. But now Lindy means based. Like this is like the new trend, I feel like.
Ah, I see.
What is the Lindy effect? Just out of curiosity.
Genuinely, I have purposely not learned anything about
that's,
this.
That's actually like, great.
Yeah.
I'll look it up later and get myself on a watch list or something.
But it's apparently like enough that the New York Times has written a trend piece about it. And like, look, there is a very small chance that I would learn about this and go, oh, that's actually really good advice. But based on the people who seem to love this guy, I cannot imagine that. Mm-hmm. Like, he seems like a big time dumb guy whispered to me, like up and comer on the rise.
Yeah.
Maybe he's like the opener of the Fight Island.
Yeah. Or the Michael Buffer of this.
Yeah. Sure. Yeah. Yeah.
Exactly. I've got two more. Just they're not Rogan Musk is the fight, I think. Mm-hmm. But two more that I wrote down. Ronald Reagan. Dumb guys love Ronald Reagan.
Uh-huh.
And then Dave Portnoy of Barstool Sports. Oh, super dumb, but we fought his kind of guy earlier. Simmons and Meltzer. Those are Dave Portnoy guys.
Portnoy's a really good one.
Like really does command an army of stupids in the way like is sub Rogan, but not far away.
I mean, the ultimate dumb guy whisperers are, you know, frequent guests on the island. Your Trumps, your Tucker Carlsons, everybody who's been kind of subjugated to dumb guy or Fight Island hell, rather, because we don't want to see their faces on the island. But, you know, those cultish personalities, I think. Those people who really have tons of followers. And I think it's got to, I mean, Elon versus Rogan seems like the one to go with.
I think we fought them separately before, but I think this is maybe the last time that we fight Rogan and Elon.
Well, I think for that very reason, maybe we should dig deeper.
I still like Jordan Peterson as like a very, because people that like him almost are exclusively dumb.
Yeah, there's like no crossover to like regular people.
Yeah, that's like that is a guy who built his career on dum-dums.
Okay, how about Jordan Peterson versus Joe Rogan?
Okay. I do want to throw out here, and I don't want to upset anybody, but there is also an entire sort of level of dumb guy whisper that we have not gotten into, which is religious people. So like a Joel Osteen. Or somebody.
Joel Osteen.
Love a dumb guy whisperer.
We fought Joel Osteen, weirdly enough.
We have.
Oh, yeah.
Weirdly.
Yeah. He's been in the ring before.
He's a biter. Yeah, 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 as you can imagine.
Yeah, like those types of people. I mean, again, it's not so much like a dumb guy thing. Although the dumb guy version of that might be like that weird, like celebrity church, like the Hillsong people.
Yeah.
Those like are Beaver's dumb church. Guy whisperers.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like the deep V and the rosary, those guys.
Yes. That and like a beanie, but you have like too much hair.
It's yeah. The God, that's like the Righteous Gemstones is a really funny show, but I think the funniest part about it is the costume design. Cause there's
Adam Devine's character specifically.
Adam Devine's character is so looks exactly like those guys in the funniest possible.
I've heard it's incredible. I really gotta watch it.
It's a great show if you love the kinds of guys who do this gesture a lot.
Are there huge comedians we're missing?
I mean, we talked Larry the Cable Guy, we've touched Blair. On Blue Collar Comedy
Blair.
Tour.
I mean,
I feel like most of them are kind of Rogan underlings. At this
point. What about
like most of the dumb guy whisperer comedians?
What about that YouTube kid who's fighting people now?
Logan Paul? The Pauls they're a dumb guy whisperer.
They're
team,
a formidable
for sure.
duo. Yeah.
What about Joe Rogan versus both of them?
I think that's great. I love
that's
that
a good one.
A lot.
That's a good one.
And I think Elon Musk is somehow kind of the guest referee when you like you want to throw another thing in there.
I think Elon Musk is
maybe he's like Rogan's
them.
Manager or something.
Yeah, he's the
the pallbearer.
Yeah, that's what I was trying to think of.
Yeah, he's like back there in an all clear suit with like diode lights in it.
Yeah. Which, pallbearer is a thing I reference too much.
By the way, I will say that is just an entire job that is being a dumb guy whisperer, is being wrestling it.
Yeah.
That's the entire thing.
Yeah. Yeah. Like, Rogan with Musk in his corner is what I want.
Okay. Versus
the Pauls. And which one's fighting? Which one's in the corner?
Jake's
the one that fights.
Logan's the fighter. Logan is who fought Floyd Mayweather. So he's throwing punches. Yeah. Yeah, I watched the fight.
Logan is the fighter.
Yeah, it was very funny because Floyd Mayweather did not break a sweat. That's what ruled about that whole fight. His Logan was trying so hard, and Floyd Mayweather was just like tagging him in the face and just being like, "I'm a little scamp." Like, it was great.
Plus, Logan rhymes with Rogan, so
yeah.
I like a Logan versus Rogan. You know what? This fight might actually happen.
Yeah, like, yeah.
100%. This potentially could happen.
Okay.
And I'm going to call right now that Joe Rogan would kick the shit out of this kid. Joe Rogan has his neck is as thick as his hips.
Jordan?
You know, the guy.
Yeah, but he's kind of slim hipped.
Yeah. Jordan, you're missing a big detail, which is Joe Rogan is more than a foot shorter than Logan Paul. Good God.
Logan Paul's also
impossible.
A hot, young, lithe, YouTube-fed celebrity.
Yeah. And Joe Rogan's a chicken roller.
Joe Rogan is the thickest chicken roller of all time. Spicy chicken
roller. They made a mistake one that's like thick like a soup can. You're like, all right.
Joe Rogan takes mushrooms. He takes DMT. He's fucked up on Alpha Brain.
He's also an ultimate fighting expert on some level. He understands technique, and he probably knows more about fighting intellectually than Logan Paul.
He explores the doors of perception. He's a mind stronaut. That's
the thing that I think is like, Joe Rogan is like not for me on any level.
Sure.
Like,
yeah.
Not interested in it. But the thing I do kind of respect about him is that like he's a dumb guy who's like searching, you know what
truly,
I mean? Like,
truly.
And he's guilelessly like looking for answers to things.
Absolutely.
In a way that like has terrible unintended consequences for the world.
Yeah.
But as like a type of guy, I think is like kind of cool and interesting.
I agree with you.
Agreed.
I get that. I have that same pull towards like, yeah, all right, man, you're kicking in the doors of perception. Get it. But he is definitely like, you know, tracking. He's like tracking mud through the cosmic realm. And
yes.
Like
that's a great way to put it. Yeah.
Fucking doing dabs and shit with like the elder spirits that he meets.
Here's what I think works about Rogan and also makes it bad is he never retains any information, really.
He's searching, but never actually learns anything.
Yeah. So then that's why it makes him really listenable if you're kind of stupid is you go, well, he's having this thing explained for the 75th time. But we're never getting to the point where he's relaying anything that you can use, especially if you're looking to him to explain stuff.
There's no synthesis.
Yeah.
Absolutely no synthesis.
Zero synthesis is true.
Yeah.
I'm just saying his age and his feverish pursuit of psychedelics and perceived truths and conspiracies, I think more than makes up for that lack of a foot in height. I think he's going to be a low to the ground shamanistic threat with no respect for the...
His third eye is open.
His third eye is open. I think at some point he blasts Logan Paul with a weird third eye beam that just kind of makes him feel like he drank too much coffee.
And they're not boxing. They're fighting. So
they're fighting.
Ankle locks and shit are coming into play. That's
Logan Paul, though.
Big, young.
The thing about him is like I don't watch real fighting. I only watch the fake gay kind. So I've never seen Logan Paul fight. But I know like every time he's fought, everyone on the internet is like, I can't wait to see this guy get fucking wasted by a real fighter. And then he wins.
And then
Logan Paul wins. Yeah. So like I just don't count him out, you know? Everyone thinks he's going to be taught a lesson, and he never is. Just like Joe Rogan, in a way.
Yeah. It though he has not admittedly fought a real fighter who is at all his size or not 20 years older than him. It would rule if he fought like a past his prime heavyweight would like maybe murder him still. Like that's what we're all finding out is like.
Okay.
If he, yeah.
That's good information for me to have as someone who only experiences this.
Like if he fought Mike Tyson now, Mike Tyson would kill him. Like that's a 52-year-old Mike Tyson like would tear his guts out. Yeah.
Well, then maybe this is a fairer fight than I'm thinking.
I think it's pretty fair.
Okay.
Here's the thing.
Joe Rogan, what's his record? I mean, he's done some fighting, right?
Yeah.
Doesn't he have a record?
I think it's been a little while. I think he got, really injured or something.
Mm.
Well, Logan Paul interviewed Mike Tyson one time.
That's not what I want from them.
Yeah.
I don't hear those guys talk to each other. No, thank you.
Okay. I'm voting Rogan. I'm gonna plant my flag because Logan Paul probably loves Rogan and just is just susceptible. Again,
that's a good point.
We're talking about dumb guy whispering. Rogan can whisper.
I hate to jump in front of you once again here, Kath. I think I'm gonna make you decide this heavyweight.
Guess this bout. Tiebreaker is always the preference.
I'm gonna jump in and say, how do you impress the tough dumb guy that you are obsessed with? You beat his ass.
Good. Yeah.
And you are the new alpha, and then you help. You get that moment where you get to help him up, and you guys smoke cigars, probably canagars together. $10,000 lasts for 4 hours. They're on a yacht. I give it to Logan Paul. I think you're right, Kath. I think we underestimate him, but I think this is a kid who's got wins and fucking elbows to drop. He looks like Mac tonight. I'll say that much.
He does kind of look like Mac tonight. Another like reference tonight. That yes. is like, yeah. I we can't let it die. It's too good of a reference.
Yeah, Mac tonight is too funny. They're like, so McDonald's, the restaurant, had like a crooner guy who looked like if the moon was the devil. And you're like, yes, absolutely. Yeah.
Kind of an anxiety demon from space. Yeah.
He's sort of a thing Pinhead imagined, and then they used him to sell cheeseburgers to children.
You know when you wake up in the night and there's something sitting on your chest and you feel an intense need for a Big Mac deep in the pit of your stomach? That's Mac tonight. He's the thing.
Do you want to hear the most late capitalism fact that I just learned about Mac tonight?
Please.
I checked out his Wikipedia page So it's original marketing campaign, 1986 to 1989. And then second section, reintroduction to Southeast Asia in 2007.
Oh my God.
They brought him back in Malaysia, Singapore, Indonesia, and the Philippines.
Is it because he looks like he's doing karaoke kind of? Like, he'd be huge with the karaoke crowd.
In a controlled test released in case the killing started again.
Yeah. Like what the fuck?
Oh my
God. Why would you do that to the people of Southeast Asia?
That's incredible. That's like relaunching Mac and Me. Putting it out on Blu-ray in Indonesia.
And then immediately, obviously canceled again as the, in the night they came for the merchandise once again. Black bagged all the Mac tonight imagery.
Good God.
Yeah, man. Anyway, I'm just delaying trying to decide this.
It's a tough one.
That's why I brought up Mac tonight's history.
It's a tough one. That's what we're up to.
I don't know. I mean, Joe Rogan's old, but he definitely works out and is like obsessed with like staying young and being a warrior. I feel like he's taking a personally optimized cocktail of HGH testosterone and stuff.
Oh yeah,
He grew a second dick. Logan Paul has to be presumably talk screened for these fights that he's doing.
So
I think Joe Rogan has a chemical advantage. I think Joe Rogan's going to win this one.
Rogan's Bane. He's a little tiny Bane.
Tiny Bane. Joe Rogan also has the influence to avoid those talk screens. And
I never checked. This is actually very important information. Does Fight Island drug test?
Absolutely not. If anything, Fight Island encourages the use of fight enhancing aggression enhancing drugs.
Yeah, TSA hands it to you when you land. It's a reverse TSA. Yeah.
Oh god.
Yeah.
Yeah. In that case, I'm definitely going Rogan.
Rogan wins it with his second vestigial fight penis that he grew through the cocktail, and he took the cocktail of fight hormones and went into a sensory deprivation tank, and what emerged was something primed for Fight Island.
Also,
arms, all punching, and the penis is on the forehead like a horn.
I think we walked into a perfect dumb comedian bit. What if the TSA gave you drugs? You can hear that in Austin right now.
Kath, thank you so much for joining us here on the island. Once again, a heater of an episode.
So good.
Where can the people find you on the internet out there?
Thank you so much for having me. This was so much fun.
Of course.
I have two podcasts. One of them is called What a Time to Be Alive, which is a weekly rundown of stupid news stories that I do with my friends, comedian Eli Uden and Patrick Monahan.
Great pod.
That comes out.
Hell yeah.
Thank you.
In my at the gym rotation. Yeah.
Oh, hell
yeah. Great pod.
That comes out once a week. We have a Patreon for that as well, where you get a bonus episode every week. My other podcast is called Lie, Cheat, and Steal, which is a true crime podcast about liars, frauds, thieves, and bullshitters. I do that with my friend, comedian Pat Sorois. Yes, I do two podcasts with two different men named Pat. It is very confusing.
That's some Alex Jones stuff. Two Pats?
It's a lot.
They're different people. One has a mustache, the other doesn't.
It's true. Yeah. One's got a beard, one's clean shaven. That comes out. We do two free episodes and two Patreon-only episodes a month, Cheat, and Steal. And I'm Kath Barbadoro on social media. I live in New York City, so if you'd like to come see me do stand-up, I post my dates on there.
Absolutely. Definitely follow everything that Kath does. I actually just recommended your podcast to my brother, and he is a huge fan. He loves people who lie, cheat, and steal, which is fishy to me, so I'll be looking into him as well. Sam, what about you? What are you up to on the web? They still letting you on?
Yeah, they let me on from time to time to rant, do sort of Dennis Miller stuff. As always, at Vote Sam Wiles on Twitter, and listen to my comedy album, Regular Guy Out of Hell. That's on my pinned tweet. And join our Patreon if you want. Just some extra bonus content for $4.
Gotta say, one of the best comedy album names.
Oh, thank you.
It's very good. Very good. I giggle every time I hear it.
Thought of on the way to the venue with Joe McAdam driving the car and me going, what if I called it Regular Guy Out of Hell?
Huge hit. I would like you to listen to my other podcast, please. If you like the paranormal and you like goofing around, check out Werewolf Radar. It is a paranormal preparedness podcast, quote unquote. And I think that does it for yet another scorching episode of Fight Island. It's getting hot on the island. The fist-shaped sun is punching the earth repeatedly. So let's go ahead and wrap this one up. Sam, why don't you count us down there, pal?
1, 2, 3.
All right, break it up. It's all over. For Fight Island.
When you make decisions for your company, you look for the no-brainers. And if you have a lot of mailing to do, Stamps.com is the ultimate no-brainer. Mail checks, invoices, documents, and everything you need to keep your business running. Get rates up to 89% off USPS and UPS. And with the mobile app, you can take care of mailing on the go. Make the same no-brainer decisions as over 1 million other businesses with Stamps.com. Sign up at Stamps.com with code PROGRAM for a special offer. That's Stamps.com, code PROGRAM.